Let the King of Glory, let the King of Glory come in. Come in.
Welcome to the Moment with the Lord Servant, Pastor Isaac King, EK, an anointed servant of the Most High, Field of the Spirit. Altar of Worship Ministry International presents Weighty Matters Podcast. Remain blessed as you listen.
Can contest awesome one, mighty one.
Hello, you're welcome. My name is Isaac King EK, and today I'm going to be taking you on a series. I titled this one, How to Activate Your Angel. How to Activate Your Angel. I want you to follow me carefully to understand how to activate your angel and who is your angel. When you know these things, it will be easy for you to communicate with the heavenly and the celestial beings. Now, there are hierarchies and angels. In the angelic order, there are hierarchies. You have the lower angels. You have the higher angels. You have the archangels. Even amongst the archangels, there are still hierarchies. You have the cherubim and you have the seraphim. I believe I'm communicating. So, on today's podcast, I'm going to be communicating to you on how you can activate your angel. For everyone born on this earth realm, there's an angel that's assigned to that being. There's an angel assigned to every being that is born into this mother earth. It's either you know about the angel or you don't, but they do exist. So your angel can actually be dormant while your angel can equally be active. All right, I have a few Bible verses I'm going to clarify, and I pray that it will edify you and not confuse you, because some of the things I'm about to say now are pretty deep, but I pray that you would understand and be edified. The first scripture I'll be reading is in the book of Psalms, chapter 8, verse 4 to 6. Psalm, chapter 8, verse 4 to 6. Chapter 8, from verse 4 to 6. I read it. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visited him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Now, this scripture is talking about the position of man, how man is a little lower than angels. So I'm going to read other scriptures. It will help to balance what I'm about to teach. Now, let's go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 5. Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 5. Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 5. It will amaze you that some of the Bible translation errors that we have is the basic hindrance for understanding. Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 5. For unto which of the angels said he at any time that thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. This scripture is talking about Christ, the resurrected one, that he is the one who is the one true son and the begotten of the father. So before Christ came, there was none. You would understand that sometimes the problem we have is Bible translation. So I'm going to spend more time here to balance this so you would understand better, for clearer understanding. Job chapter 2 verse 1. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came alongside with them. Now, this scripture called angels sons of God, but it is against, if you read other translations where this King James Version was translated from, which is the Hebrew Bible, you discover that some of these translations do not tally, because comparing to Hebrews chapter 1 verse 5 is telling you that there is none that was called son. So there was none to be called the begotten of the Father before Christ. So Christ was the first begotten. Now this took me back to the book of Psalms chapter 8. Now you need to understand that when they said God has made him, which is Elohim, has made him a little lower than angel, that is a translation error. Because if you read the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 3, he said, "Know you not that you will judge the angels?" Now, there's no way you can judge somebody that is above you. So if the Lord, the Almighty Yahuwah, has put angels above us and we are under them, like the Psalm said, a little lower, then there's no how you can judge your superior. Your superior will be the one to judge you. So the correct translation there is that thou has made him a little lower than Elohim. The direct Hebrew translation, thou had made him a little lower than Elohim. So he's not a little lower than angels. No, because you can't judge somebody that is above you. You have to judge somebody that you are above. I hope I'm communicating. So I needed to establish this fact about angels, to know their place and to know your place. You have been made a ministry, a flame of fire, while they are made ministering spirit. So they are meant to minister to men, while men are meant to minister unto the Almighty Yahweh. So your position as a son and begotten of Christ is the anointed. He has made you anointed unto the Lord. So you need to understand that you are not underneath the angels, you are above them. So you have the right and the authority given by Christ to pass instructions, to pass certain decrees, and they are at your beck and call to see that those decrees are carried out. You need to understand this fact. All right? Now, I'm going to list out a few things, and if you're listening till now, I really appreciate you. I want you to listen till the end. Thank you very much. Now, the first thing you need to consider is know your place in the spiritual. Know your place in the spiritual. When you know that you're seated far above principalities and powers, above rulers and darkness with Christ, then you can pass decrees and they listen. Don't forget that Lucifer was an angel of light before he transformed into the angel of darkness. So both Lucifer and the demons and all of them were once angels of light. Now they chose to become angels of darkness. So if you understand your place in the Holy Spirit, your place with the Father. Now, the reason why there is tongues, that the Holy Spirit give you tongues, is so that you can communicate in the code that only angels that are active understand. Now, if you go to the military, if you leave the military, let's say you go you leave unannounced, you go on a war, you don't understand the present code, you don't understand the present languages they're using, the code language for the platoon that you belong. If you go back there to impersonate, you will be caught because you don't understand the language, the code language that is used for it, every operation that is made. So the Holy Spirit, that is why tongues are not to be repeated. Tongues are not to be rehearsed. Tongues are not to be the things that you can you say a particular nature and kind of tongues. No, they are languages. They are tongues of angels and tongues of men. So every time you pray in tongues, you're supposed to pray communicating with the Father in code language with the angels. They understand what you're saying. You might not even understand what you're saying, but what happens is that your spirit man and the Holy Spirit interconnects and connects you with an angel, which is the angel I taught one time ago about the third spirit. is an angel that is assigned to you from birth. And you don't forget that spirits do not die. So that angel will be a connection. As long as the Holy Spirit is in you, when you connect, you send a message, the Holy Spirit will be able to communicate to the Father, because he's the one who intercedes on your behalf. So that's what tongues do. So I'm sorry for digressing this far. I'm not talking about tongues or the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about the angels, but they have an assignment. So when you understand your place in the spiritual, you understand your place in the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua Mashiach, you would know how to command these heavenly beings and they do your biddings. All right. Now, the first thing is, how to establish it. You have to know your place in the spiritual. How do you know your place in the spiritual? Change your bloodline to the bloodline of Christ. How do you do that? Being born again. When you give your life to Christ, you have been adopted as a son into the kingdom. So you are part of the kingdom. So your bloodline has changed. If you are from the family of Emeka, you have transformed in the realm of the spirit to the family of Christ. If you're in the family of Tunde, you have transformed to the family of Christ. Your family of Shehu, you have transformed to the family of Christ. So you belong to a different bloodline. That is why the blood can speak on your behalf, because you belong to the bloodline. The next thing is, allow the Holy Spirit to take over you. Those that are led by the Spirit become sons. So when you are led by the Spirit, you become a son and a daughter in the kingdom. When you are not led by the Spirit, you are still a baby Christian. You are still a baby believer. So, but when you allow the Spirit to lead you, it leads you in growth. You will not be drinking milk all your life. Learn to eat meat. Learn to eat and chew bones. That's where you start to grow. And then that's when assignments start to come. The Holy Spirit will not give assignment to a baby. He will give assignment to an adult. Most people who are called into ministry and they are not walking the spiritual life, they're not growing in knowledge, listen, speaking in tongues is not growing spiritually. Or praying for 40 minutes, 1 hour, 3 hours, 10 hours is not growing the spirit. No, growing the spirit is studying the word. When you study, he will reveal himself to you. I hope you're following. Now, you have to allow the Holy Spirit to lead you. The next thing here is, open your spirit to learning and reading. I just said it. The growth comes by learning. Remember the scripture says, faith cometh by hearing, hearing again and again and again. Now when you grow your faith, for you to be approved of the Lord, you have to study. Study to show thyself. Paul was telling Timothy, you need to study to show thyself approved unto the Lord, not even unto man, but unto the Lord. You need to study, because the place of growth comes from the place of studying. The next one is, build a prayer and meditation lifestyle. You need to learn on how to pray and meditate. Thy word have I hid in my heart so that I would not sin against you. You need to meditate in it day and night. Day and night. Jude chapter 1 verse 8. Day and night. You need to meditate on these words. Now when you do that, you discover that you start to live the word. You start to live that life of Christ by meditating on it day and night. Now the last one here is, stay humble and focused. You have to stay humble and focused. Listen, pride goeth before a fall, and a hurtful spirit before destruction. Until you understand that you must be humble to be used, you might end up being used of the devil. Some of us are being used by a spirit that is not the Holy Spirit, but you don't even know that you're being used by a different spirit. So we have to be careful, because there's a thin line between spirits. Because familiar spirits function exactly like the Holy Spirit. Sometimes you might think the Holy Spirit is operational on the inside of you, but you will not know that you have a contrary spirit that is operational. So you have to be careful, because these angels were once angels of light before they became angels of darkness. Remember, the scripture says, Paul was speaking, he said, be careful because the devil has appeared and presented himself like an angel of light, deceiving many. So you have to be careful. You have to be careful because he could deceive you because he has the likeness. He has the form. He can take the form of anything that he pleases. So you have to be careful. The next phase here is know your star sign and its effect on you. Now, this is the part where I have issues in my teachings. I have issues with some believers when you talk about star sign. I have to explain this. Star sign. A lot of believers do not believe in star sign, because they feel it is necromancer, stargazing, it is astronomy. You know, they give it a lot of names. Now, I want to ask a question. You listening to me right now. The men that came from the east to give Jesus gift, they were men of wisdom. Now, they call them wise men from the east who read stars. So they saw the star of Jesus Christ, the resurrected one, and they traced the star to know that this particular star that is shining now is a star of a unique... They were not followers of the sons of Abraham. They were not Jews. They were not Jews. But they came to pay obeisance. They came to pay reverence to the King of Glory. Now, the question I was asking the other time was that, what if Joseph had said, no, you are not from the tribe of Israel. No, please don't give my son a gift. No. In the place of knowledge, you would understand that some of these things you give too much spiritual meaning to are not meant to be spiritually decoded. They are meant to be physically decoded. That's why Paul was saying that if you do not understand the things of the physical, how then can you understand the things of the spirit? You need to understand there's placement for certain things. The reason why a lot of marriages, I beg to defer this, a lot of marriages in the body of Christ fail is because they did not check the compatibility before they entered. Some of the marriages fail because a prophet prophesied that the Lord said that is your husband. The Lord said is your wife. And those marriages are suffering. If you check the ratio of Christian marriages, from 10 to 100, about 45% of them are struggling. Some of them are separated. Why? Because you did not check the compatibility. The people of the world. Okay, let me ask a question. Before Abraham, did you not know that they had four wives, five wives, eight wives? David had eight of them. How were they able to stay together? How were they able to marry this? Solomon broke the record and had 1,000 of them. How were they able to do this thing? They had to understand that there's compatibility. If you know that there's a star sign that is compatible with your star sign, it's your nature. Some things you do, you call character, is not character, is a nature that comes with your star sign. Everybody born on that day had that particular trait. Temper. Some of them are indecisive. All of those things. Now, if you know that that is your kind of star sign, so you have to be careful not to get somebody like that that is not compatible to you. It will never work. No prayer made at night or noon can make that marriage to stand. It will break. Give it time. Why? Because they are not compatible. So you need to spend time to understand these things. So I'm gonna wrap it up here. So on the next episode, I will show you on other steps on how you can activate your angel by knowing certain things. Knowledge gives you room for power. And when you have the power, you can conquer anything and you can transform anything and you can be invincible in the eyes of ordinary men. I just hope this blesses someone. I pray that on the next episode, we will explain better and make it more clearer for you. I will see you soon. Thank you. My name still remains Isaac King EK. I love you.
Your power no can contest. Awesome one. Mighty one.
Thank you for listening to the Lord's Anointed, Pastor Isaac King EK, on Weighty Matters Podcast. For more information, email. Awesome. therealisaacking@gmail.com, WhatsApp or call 070-5800-9870, Instagram Isaac is King, Twitter Isaac is King 6, Facebook Isaac King, YouTube Isaac King EK. Thank you for listening and stay blessed.